Tuesday update with Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department. And let's start off by an update on what's happening at the Blue Angel campaign.
Well, we have wrapped up our Blue Angel campaign, and we wanted to thank everyone that donated money to the event and also adopted either a child or elderly person from the tree. And I just wanted to remind everybody, I know it's kind of past the deadline. All the angels need presents need to be turned in today. You know, at 5, they were supposed to be here. But if for some reason you didn't make it right at 5, we're open 24/7, so you can drop them off later this evening. Just make sure you get those in so that we don't have to stress over, you know, buying gifts for kids that someone had already adopted and puts us into a crunch. All of those presents are going to be distributed this Saturday here at the Bryan Police Department between 12 and noon. So if anyone who contributed wants to, you know, be a part of that, they are more than welcome to come.
Also on the schedule, Friday night's the Downtown Christmas Parade.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there a little bit. It's going to be Downtown Bryan, and it's this Friday, and it starts at 6:30, so it'll be right after sunset. So come out and see the, you know, the floats. I know we had the Bryan College Station Parade. Now this is the Downtown Bryan Parade.
Last weekend, the traveling a bit treacherous because of the weather, and we still have a few weekends to go here in the holiday season. I know you have some suggestions.
Yes, if people are traveling over the holiday seasons, you know, just some safety tips for, you know, to kind of hopefully prevent you from becoming a victim of burglary. If you leave town, make sure that your house looks lived in. Put lights and radio or TV on a timer. Have your neighbor check your mail and pick up your papers. And also, if the, you know, trash is supposed to be out on the curb on Tuesday, just have them roll your can back out there and then roll it back up so it looks like you were there and are taking care of business. You can also ask them to park in your driveway one or two nights while you're gone, just to make it look like someone is coming and going. If you have any small valuable items, you know, we suggest you take them with you or put them in a safety deposit box. And if there are larger items that you can't take with you, make sure you log those serial numbers down. You can just easily take a picture of it and email it to yourself so you can have it in the event that you do become a burglar victim. Some never do's. Never leave a hidden key anywhere hidden around the house under a doormat or anything like that, because burglars do look for those. Never leave a garage door opener in your vehicle that's parked outside the garage, just because that gives them easy access into the house. And then also do not advertise on social media your plans to be out of town.
Now, for those of us who are going to be around.
Yes, including me. I'm staying here for the holidays this year. Make sure that all your doors and windows are locked. If you need a security check, you can always ask your local police department to kind of come by and see, you know, what things you can do to help, you know, better secure your home. Also, you know, meet your neighbors and know who they are so that you can watch out for them if they're gone, and then report any suspicious activity. Now, after Christmas, you know, some good tips are don't discard those boxes, you know, that have the picture of the nice TV that you just got, or, you know, the nice big radio that you just got, because then you're advertising to burglars on the street what you have in your home. So the best thing to do is either distribute, you know, discard those a little at a time inside of a bag, or take them to one of the local dumps in town.
Also, I wanted to plug the newest members of the police department.
Yes, we had three officers that graduated their academy last week, and we wanted to congratulate them. It's Andrew Curry, Caleb Hobson, and Savannah Gibson. All three of them have finished their long 18-week police academy. Now they are going to join our staff, and they'll be in our field training program for the next couple of months before they head out on the streets on their own. So congratulations to them for passing that exam.
And then finishing up with locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Yes, we want to slow down all over town, especially when it's icy, and especially in the 800 block of East 29th Street, which is 30 miles per hour near Fannin Elementary, and the 1300 block of East WJB, which is 35 miles per hour near Sue Haswell. Seems like they've been having a lot of issues in that area because they've been focusing on that for the last couple of weeks.